Alexei pulled a ragged cigarette end out of its lodging behind his ear and said, "Well, now, Rambert Handysides, what do you think happened just now, eh?"
"Oh, well, there was a surge which blew out..."
No, after that," said Lutze, striking a match on the sole of his sandal. "See, what I don't think happened was that you boys ran around like a lot of headless chickens, and a novice got up on the platform and did the sweetest, smoothest bit of rebalancing I've ever seen. That couldn't have happened, because that sort of thing does not happen, am I right?" The monks of the procrastinator floor were not among the temple's great political thinkers. Their job was to tend and grease and strip down and rebuild and follow the directions of the man on the platform. Rambert Handyside's brow wrinkled. Lutze sighed. "See, what I think happened," he said helpfully, "was that you lads rose to the occasion, right? And left myself and the young man there aghast at the practical skills you all showed. The abbot will be impressed and blow happy bubbles. You could be looking at some extra momos in your thugpa come dinner time, if you get my drift." Handysides ran this up his mental flagpole, and it did indeed send prayers to heaven. He began to smile.
"However," said Lutze, stepping closer and lowering his voice, "I'll probably be around again soon. This place looks as though it could do with a good sweeping. And if I don't find you boys pin sharp and prodding buttock inside a week, you and I will have a talk."
The smile vanished.
"Yes, sweeper."
"You've got to test them all and see to those bearings."
"Yes, sweeper."
"And someone clear up Mr. Shoblang."
"Yes, sweeper."
"Fair play to you, then. Me and young Lobsang here will be going. You've done a lot for his education."
He took the unresisting Lobsang by the hand and led him out of the hall, past the long lines of turning, humming procrastinators. A pall of blue smoke still hung under the high ceiling.
"Trolly, it is written, you could knock me down with a feather," he muttered, as they headed up the sloping passage. "You spotted that inversion before it happened. I'd have blown us into next week, at least."
"Sorry, sweeper."
"Sorry? You don't have to be sorry. I don't know what you are, son. You're too quick. You're taking to this place like a duck to water. You don't have to learn stuff that takes other people years to get the hang of. Old Shoblang, may he be reincarnated somewhere nice and warm, even he couldn't balance the load down to a second. I mean, a second? Over a whole damn world?"
He shuddered.
"Here's a tip. Don't let it show. People can be funny about that sort of thing."
"Yes, sweeper."
"And another thing," said Lutze, leading the way out into the light. "What was all that fuss just before the procrastinators cut loose? You felt something?"
"I don't know. I just felt everything went wrong for a moment."
"Ever happened before?"
"No. It was a bit like what happened in the Mandala Hall."
"Well, don't talk about it to anyone else. Most of the high-ups these days probably don't even know how the spinners work. No one cares about them anymore. No one notices something that works too well. Of course, in the old days, you weren't even allowed to become a monk until you'd spent 6 months in the hall, greasing and cleaning and fetching. And we were better for it. These days, it's all about learning obedience and cosmic harmony. Well, in the old days, you learned that in the halls. You learned that if you didn't jump out of the way when someone yelled, 'She's dumping,' you got a couple of years where it hurt. And that there's no harmony better than all the spinners turning sweetly."
The passage rose into the main temple complex. People were still scurrying around as they headed for the Mandala Hall.
"You sure you can look at it again?" said Lutze.
"Yes, sweeper."
"Okay, you know best."
The balconies overlooking the hall were crowded with monks, but Lutze worked his way forward by polite yet firm use of his broom. The senior monks were clustered at the edge. Rinpo caught sight of him.
"Ah, sweeper," he said. "Some dust delayed you." "Spinners cut free and went over speed," muttered Lutze.
"Yes, but you were summoned by the abbot," said the acolyte reproachfully.
"Upon a time," said Lutze, "every man jack of us would have legged it down to the hall when the gongs went."
"Yes, but..."
said the abbot, and Lobsang saw now that he was being carried in a sling on the acolyte's back, with an embroidered pixie hood on his head to keep off the chill.
"Lutze always was very keen on the practical approach."
He blew milky suds into the acolyte's ear.
"I am glad matters have been resolved, Lutze."
The sweeper bowed, while the abbot started to beat the acolytes gently over the head with a wooden bear.
"History has repeated, Lutze, dum-dum-dum-dum-brrrr. Glass